So earlier this hour, our Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick suggested that in Pennsylvania, people aren't hearing enough about their local races and instead are hearing this 2010 midterm election as a referendum on President Obama and other national issues. That may be working in Washington state, as our correspondent told us out in Seattle, but not so much in Pennsylvania. Todd Zwillick, you decided to spend a little time in your hometown and take a look at what the local issues really are there. Good morning once again.
Hi, good morning, John.
So aside from the fact that you wanted to see your parents or get some laundry done in something in your hometown,
right.
Why did you choose Hershey?
Well, because Hershey is in the middle. Well, it's in Dauphin County, which is a quintessential county in Pennsylvania, which is the quintessential swing state. Pennsylvania, as we all know, can tend to flip back and forth between elections. It's gone Republican many, many times. Barack Obama won it handily in 2008. But Hershey is in Dauphin County, which has gone Republican or had a majority of Republican registration pretty much every year until 2008, when it had a majority Democratic registration for the first time because of excitement for Barack Obama. But all the analysts I talked to expect it to go red for Toomey in this case in the Senate race. So it's the quintessential swing district.
Well, whatever color the state of Pennsylvania is, Hershey is brown because of the chocolate industry, which has to be recession-proof. Right, Todd?
Well, business is good right now because people always like to buy chocolate bars. But the place I went to find out how the economy is really doing in Hershey is I went to the Chocolate Workers Local 464. That's the local post of the AFL-CIO where the chocolate workers from the Hershey plant work. And the Hershey company, while business is good right now because in recessions people still want to buy those candy bars, chocolate workers in Hershey have faced a lot of job losses over the last couple years. I spoke with Dennis Bomberger. He has 32 years on the shop floor in Hershey, and he was explaining sort of what's happened to jobs in the last couple of years amongst chocolate workers. Listen to Dennis.
Well, we lost 550 jobs at the Hershey plant, and there was another couple hundred at the Reese plant, which they're non-union, but we still lost them in Hershey. The Reading plant, which is most of their operation, the York peppermint patty, went to Mexico.
So it's not so much recession, it's outsourcing that's the issue in Hershey.
The chocolate workers are really concerned about outsourcing. And in fact, Richard Trumka, president of AFL-CIO, was in the parking lot of the Hershey plant the day before I was there at shift change, talking to chocolate workers, shaking hands, talking about outsourcing, and of course, trying to drum them up, in this case, to get out and vote for Joe Sestak, the Democrat. Now, the union is part of AFL-CIO, and they have a strong ground game in Hershey and in Dauphin County, just like in a lot of other places around the country at election time. And the chocolate workers local have been out knocking on doors and ringing doorbells, trying to get their fellow Democrats to vote Sestak. But listen to Jake Long. He's a 42-year Hershey shop floor worker. He worked on the Rolo line, you know, Rolo candies.
Sure.
with the caramel in the middle. Jake Long's a member of the union. He's trying to get union brothers out to vote, but he's confronting a little bit of difficulty with Democrats in Pennsylvania. Listen to Jake.
I mean, if you live in Hershey, especially if you're a chocolate worker, and you see these jobs leaving, they're concerned about that. I have to be honest, some of them weren't supporters of Obama in the first place. They might have liked Hillary, and I think there's a little bit of that. It's just a general frustration.
But how is Joe Sestak, the Democrat, and of course the AFL-CIO traditionally supports Democratic candidates, but what can Sestak do, and what can Obama do for that matter, what has he done about outsourcing to deal with that general frustration?
Well, there are a lot of Democratic voters in Hershey and probably a lot statewide who are frustrated with Barack Obama when it comes to outsourcing because he is an advocate of free trade. They like him on a lot of issues. They might think he's better than Pat Toomey, but they're not that excited because they don't feel like he's done a lot on outsourcing. And, you know, Jake mentioned Hillary Clinton there. This may be a problem for Joe Sestak. And here's what I found. To the extent that this election is a referendum on the last 2 years of the Obama presidency,
right,
Hillary Clinton beat Obama by 10 points in the Democratic primary.
The Democratic primary in 08,
yeah,
right.
That's right. So you run into a lot of people. I ran into a guy named Mike Kanoy in the parking lot of Houlihan's restaurant on Chocolate Avenue in Hershey. And he had a similar comment to what Jake said. Listen to what he said about Hillary.
I don't think you should be in there. I honestly think they should have put Hillary in there. And I don't vote, but if she would have had a chance in it, I probably would have registered just to vote her in. First time in my life, I would have probably voted in. I think that's what this country needs is a woman in office, to be honest with you, because they won't take any crap from anybody and they'll run it the way they should. That's just the way it is.
Now, is that about a guy coming out of Houlihan's, or is that about Hershey, or what? I mean, I can't put that in context.
Well,
help me there.
That's about a guy who is who would be a strong Hillary supporter, doesn't care for Barack Obama at all, is not interested in supporting somebody who's tied to Barack Obama.
So that's the anti-Obama vote. Let's talk about
Sestak and Obama are the same thing.
Except that guy's not voting.
Yeah, and he's not voting. I mean, that's the other thing. But let's talk about the Toomey supporters.
Yeah, so there are a lot of conservatives in Hershey, and they're going to be voting Toomey. But, you know, there are also a lot of, you know, Dauphin County has majority Democratic registration. A lot of it does now, but a lot of those former Obama voters don't look like they're going for Sestak this time. They might be going for Toomey. Listen to this fella.
It's not an anti-Obama vote. It's I don't want folks in that are going to do more of the same. I think it's more a vote that says, okay, we're going to sort of hold the course. You know, sometimes the old gridlock thing, well, if there's gridlock, at least you're not getting into new things that are going to cause you some more problems. Sometimes a gridlock at this intersection clears things up at the intersection down the street.
You know, for swing voters, it's not an anti-Obama vote. It's a frustration vote. But for hardcore Democrats, it's a pro-Hillary vote that causes them to be discouraged about Obama. That's an interesting confluence of events.
And it's a complicated mix, and it might explain why Sestak has had such a hard time getting ahead here in a majority Democratic state, because his president, the one he's getting tied to, is not as popular as the woman who didn't win.
Anyone remember you in your hometown, Todd?
You know, I had to remind people a few times that I was from Hershey.
I remember when you were just up to my knee.
Takeaway Washington correspondent.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.